Now, I'm joined on the line by Lauren Rodriguez, who is the Public Health Development Officer with the Institute of Public Health. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me.
So, you have released this new report in conjunction with NUI Galway. And can you kind of tell us a bit about like how the idea for it came around?
Yeah, so the idea for the report really came about because of the Irish government's commitment to reducing skin cancer rates. So the National Skin Cancer Prevention Plan was released last year. And within that plan, there was a commitment to kind of investigating the sun protection or sun safety behaviors of children across Ireland. So the data was collected in 2018, and we were able to do an analysis of that data, and we published the report just this month. So the idea really emerged from the Ireland's first national skin cancer prevention plan, which was launched last year. But so our report was very interesting. It had a quite interesting range of findings. Nearly all children reported one experience of sunburn in their lifetime, and three quarters of children experienced sunburn within the last year. So it was a pretty high rate of sunburn.
And you were saying children, like, was there a main kind of age group where it was higher than others?
There was a universal kind of experience of sunburn, and our data really looked at school children aged 10 to 17. We looked at over 10,000 school children in Ireland. So, the experience of sunburn was pretty universal, and it wasn't really marked by age differences.
And a lot of people, of course, during this time, because even today it's hot out but it's not as hot as other days, they do generally tend to not realise about having the kids as protected as much as they should. They think just sun cream alone would be enough to last against the sun, but not realising that there's obviously multiple steps that you'd have to take to fully protect the child from intense sun exposure. So can you kind of tell the people who aren't aware like some of the steps that they have to take?
Yeah, so, the National Skin Cancer Prevention Plan and the World Health Organization, they recommend the use of the five S's. So these are five S's for children, but it's also good for adults to remember when it's beautiful outside like it is today. And I know it's set to be a nice weekend as well. So you can, the first S is slip. So slipping on clothing that covers your skin, like long sleeves. Shirts with long sleeves and collars, T-shirts. Slop is the second S, and that's putting on sunscreen on exposed areas and using factor 50 for children. The third S is slap, so that's slapping on a wide brim hat, so making sure you're wearing a hat when it's nice outside. But not sometimes, you don't even need the sun to be outside. In the summer, the UV index is quite high, so it's important to wear a hat. Four is seek shade, and especially when you're outdoors between the hours of 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And the last S is slide, and that's putting sunglasses to protect your eyes. Not a lot of people know that you can develop skin cancer in the eye, so it is important to, put those sunglasses on.
Now, you were saying there that about you can develop skin cancer in the eyes. Can I just get you to touch a bit on that, because I actually wasn't aware myself that that could be a thing. And is it kind of something that's as common as other forms as skin cancer, or is it more of on the lesser side?
Yeah, well, we know that skin cancer is the most diagnosed cancer in Ireland, so it's a major public health concern. Nationally, over 11,000 non-melanoma cancers and 1,100 invasive melanomas, which is the most dangerous and kind of deadly form of cancers. Skin cancers are diagnosed per year, and these figures are set to double by 2045. So that's according to National Cancer Registry. So certainly, and all forms of skin cancer are pretty dangerous. Those of the eye, I don't have those figures right off the top of my head, but the skin cancer is a very commonly diagnosed cancer in Ireland, and it is something to be aware and to look after your skin.
And you have also revealed in the report that girls who are more likely to wear sunglasses and sunscreen kind of cover up better than the boys, and Is this more so because the boys have the kind of like generally that stubborn streak in them, thinking that we don't fear the sun, like we don't think that we'll get burned as easy, or is it just kind of that they just haven't really been bothered as much?
Well, I think there certainly are, our report didn't go too much into, investigating why girls, were more likely to wear sunglasses, or, why they were more likely to, cover up when in the sun, or why they were more likely to put on sunscreen. But so we don't really have that data. We just know that in Northern Ireland, we do have data that school children find tans really appealing. So, about 58% of school children find tans, something that they'd like to, change and alter their skin. But not nearly 70% of them were able to identify the risk of the tanning. So there is, I think, some attitudes and perceptions that certainly get developed, through our media and our culture that sort of drive, attitudes towards skin. But yeah, in terms of the gender differences weren't that large, in terms of the overall statistical reporting, but yes, it was interesting to observe that there were some of those gender differences, with girls more likely to practice some of the sun protection behaviors than boys.
And I've noticed as well lately, over the past kind of say roughly 5 years, that sunbeds have kind of gotten more popular with the younger crowd, who are obviously not legally allowed to use them, because a lot of people aren't actually aware it is technically illegal for someone under the age of 18 to use sunbeds.
Yeah, that's right. There is the legislation, the Public Health Sunbeds Act, which was passed in 2014, which does make sunbed use, illegal for children, under the age of 18. Our report did find that, sunbed use among children ages 10 to 11, it is quite rare, but it wasn't small. So about 3% of children in our report reported using sunbeds. So, it's important to note that sunbed use is very dangerous, and it is to be avoided at all costs. The World Health Organization also, puts this advice out, and the evidence is pretty clear that using sunbeds also increases the risk of developing some skin cancer. So, sunbeds are to be avoided.
I've noticed as well, like even say in films, music videos, when you see people lying in them, they don't particularly to me look very safe having the UVs so on top of you. I personally would just panic in a situation like that. But you were saying there as well, like that a lot of people aren't, that they should avoid the sunbeds completely because it can potentially cause more long-term damage with the skin cancer and stuff, whereas they think by sitting underneath a sunscreen, bit of pair of goggles is going to fully protect them, whereas in reality it won't fully protect them from getting skin cancer, correct?
That's right. Sunbeds, they do emit a much stronger form of UV than even the sun. So they are emitting very, very strong, powerful UV light that causes very, very dangerous damage to the skin.
And before I let you go, can I just get you to reiterate again for the five S's exactly what they are for people who, of course, during this time yourself, you'd like to go to the beach, go out and enjoy the hot weather while it lasts.
Absolutely. And I think everybody should, especially when it's so nice out like it is today. So yeah, absolutely. We're using the five S's are, just making sure you're protecting your skin at all levels. Our report actually showed that children were very likely to use sunscreen. So that was the most used safety measures used by 4 out of 5 children. So absolutely, everybody's doing a great job with the sunscreen. I think the key message to take away is to start using some of the other sun protection measures, when you're outside and in the sun. So, making sure that your slip you know, slipping on clothing that covers your skin, like long sleeves, and, you know, making sure that the back of the neck is covered with a collared t-shirt, you know, putting on a hat, slapping on a hat, seeking shade, you know, staying out of the sun, you know, if possible, you know, just under an umbrella, or, you know, staying covered between the hours of 11 and 3 p.m. and, you know, making sure you're wearing those sunglasses when you step outside.
Listen, Lauren, it's been absolutely amazing talking to you this morning about this, and especially during this time when we have such an immense heat wave coming in. It has been very useful. I'm very grateful for the report that you and your colleagues have put out during this time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
And of course, we'd love to have you on again at some time in the future.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Thanks, Carl.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Now, that was Lauren Rodriguez, who is the Public Health Development Officer with the Institute of Public Health, and talking a bit about their new report that they have released, which goes into more detail and kind of how they can help young children prevent skin cancer, because the sooner you catch it, the better chance you have. And of course, you can find out, if you'd like to read the whole report yourself, you can just search for it online and you'll easily find it.